620, 1320 WILS. I want to talk about the political dynamics here, because obviously what's going to happen between now and tomorrow is it's going to be essentially 24/7 coverage of what is happening with the health care legislation, how the GOP is attempting to get it through the House. John LeBoulier is a man who served in Congress, a former congressman. He now hosts the Revolution, the podcast, also as an author, his book, Harvard Hates America. John LeBoulier. John, great to have you on WILS.
Hello, Michael. Always great to be on with you.
Yeah. What are the dynamics? What's happening with House members over the next 12 hours or so?
Well, they've canceled the vote for tonight. I don't think they'll be voting tomorrow. They're not close to anything close to the number of votes they need. And for a number of reasons. Number one, my Republican Party is a very split on general philosophy of the role of government. And they call themselves Republicans, but they really don't agree on a lot anymore. And the health care bill just highlights that. Some are totally into the free market, and others really do want Obamacare light. And they haven't been together on this issue all the years since Obamacare went in. We've been promising, oh, yeah, we'll come up with a replacement. But here we are. We don't have a replacement. We have this half-assed bill that they keep changing in order to buy votes, and yet they still can't buy the votes because the Republican members don't like it. They just don't like the vote.
Who do you blame, then, for the party being in this predicament and moving before, I guess, they were ready to?
I don't blame anybody. I mean, I don't blame people, some for being more conservative than others. Some are Tea Party.
Do you think Paul Ryan should have been more careful, though? Should he have waited before pulling this out and preparing for a vote?
I think both the president and Paul Ryan miscalculated. They should have not done health care yet. They should have kept the country focused on economic recovery, corporate tax cuts, personal tax reform, and regulatory reform. Spend 2017 on that, jobs, economic revival, so that if that does work and in a year the economy is picking up, now you have the political capital, Michael, to take on this very, very difficult issue of health care. You also have more tax money coming in if the economy is doing better to spend on health care.
John LeBoulier with us here on 1320 WILS. What are the dynamics as a former congressman yourself? What kinds of things are occurring right now to try to convince people to vote for this?
Well, I'll tell you what's happening. They're not afraid of Trump. This week has been a disaster for Trump. It started on Monday with the Comey testimony, where he revealed that Trump and his associates are under a criminal investigation for maybe colluding with Russia. We don't know if they did or not, but the fact that they're under an FBI investigation by itself is huge news and puts the president in legal jeopardy. That's number one. And added in as 1A is the whole tweet thing about being bugged by Obama and Comey saying that never happened. And that hurts Trump's credibility.
Yeah, but we're getting reports that there was some kind of surveillance, though, right? We are hearing that.
No, we're hearing Nunez claiming that, but it was incidental surveillance on other people. That is not the same as Obama ordering on Trump Tower during the campaign. That's just not what happened. And Comey specifically shot that down, as did Admiral Rogers, the head of the NSA. So that hurt Trump's credibility. Then comes his poll numbers, which are terrible. He's at 37% approval rating. Well, believe me, at 37%, Republican congressmen say, hey, I can defy this guy. I'm more popular in my district than Trump is. All that combined with a bill that nobody really likes. This bill, you don't find any Republicans who think this is very good.
Well, you've got 145 that are supporting the bill or leaning towards yes, right? The issue is the 32 that are voting no right now. Any more than 22 Republicans voting against it kills the bill. So you need about 10. Is that difficult to do legislatively, you think?
Obviously it is. That's why they've canceled the vote. And I suspect it's more than that that are against it. And that's why the House leadership pulled it today. And I don't think they will vote tomorrow.
Your prediction?
I don't think they'll vote tomorrow. They're not going to have the votes. And they're never going to have a vote to lose. They can count the votes. It's not like the Senate, which is a different system. In the House, the Speaker will know in advance exactly how many votes he has.
Mm-hmm.
And on this one, he is not going to risk the humiliation of a defeat. So instead, they pull the bill and try to rework it. I think they'll try to rework it. It won't be reworked by tomorrow, and it may not be reworked for weeks. They may put this on the side burner for a while and try some other issues.
Now, what does it do when you bump into this kind of circumstance? What does it do to things like tax reform and regulation reform? How does it affect those efforts?
I don't think it'll affect them that much because I think that's the thing the Republicans are pretty united on. All wings of the party want to do cutting the corporate tax rate from 35 to 20. That's an easy vote. Personal income tax reform, cutting tax rates, that's an easy vote. And regulatory reform, that's an easy vote.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they should have been doing now. I still think they can do it. I think they can do it. I think they'll reunite on those issues. But then comes the next tricky one, which is infrastructure, the $1 trillion that the president wants to spend on that, which Republicans don't want to spend.
Right.
But the Democrats do. So I could see Trump actually getting along better with Pelosi and Schumer than he will with McConnell and McConnell and Ryan.
John LeBoutillier here on WILS. You say he had this bad week, though. Can the president bounce back from this?
Of course he can. But he's a weakened president because of this week. There's never been a new president, ever, who within 9 weeks is under criminal investigation and who loses a vote, because this is basically a loss today, in his own party in the House of Representatives where they have overwhelming total control. They still can't pass the thing they want to pass.
They won
three national elections on, 2010, 2014, 2016, repeal and replace. They won three elections promising that. They've got the power to do it, and they failed to do it.
Well, I guess they're calling a counterintelligence investigation, right, rather than a full criminal investigation. Would that be fair to say?
Well, believe me, it's the same thing. The FBI only does crimes.
Yeah.
That's what they do. They're looking for criminal activity.
Republicans who view part of this is the Obama administration officials going after Donald Trump specifically. Do you think there's part of that is the dynamic here?
I think there are people in the intelligence community who don't trust Trump. Whether they're Obama people, I don't know. They may have been there before Obama. Most career civil servants are not political appointees. They scan many administrations. So I know it's a simple thing to try to make all of Trump's troubles sound like they come from Obama, but they really don't. Most of Trump's troubles, Michael, come from Trump. The hastily written first a travel ban, his petulant reaction to the, quote, so-called judge, unquote.
Mm-hmm.
That was a bad move. And now the rush to jam this health care bill through before they even have it scored properly. None of this makes any sense to me. This is not the way to govern. He's got full power. They have the House, the Senate. Right. Democrats are irrelevant. The media is irrelevant. We have plenty of media on our side of the aisle now.
I should say he's new to the game. Shouldn't Paul Ryan have seen this as a political professional?
Yes.
Okay.
He pushed it. I mean, he wanted it done today for the anniversary of the signing of Obamacare. They thought, oh, how symbolic. We'll repeal it and replace it on the day of the anniversary of the signing of Obamacare. Well, who cares about the anniversary? That's not a reason to rush a vote.
Yeah. Well,
the big thing is to get the vote right, get the bill right, get something that'll work to lower insurance costs. That's the big thing is the public, including Republican voters in every poll, don't like what they've heard
bill. And the Quinnipiac poll found that, too. Look, you heard it here first. John LeBoutillier saying we will not have a vote tomorrow. John LeBoutillier... host of Revolution, the podcast, his book, Harvard Hates America, and he is a former Republican congressman. John, thank you very much.
Thank you, Michael. Love being on.
Enjoy it. Here's Fox News.